Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Today is President's Day. I found some interesting facts about past presidents. Did you know George Washington is the only president who didn't represent a political party? Looks like we started off pretty good. He also made the shortest inaugural speech on record, 133 words and 2 minutes. Like the old saying goes, my speech today is going to be 45 minutes because I didn't have time to write a 5-minute one. Presidents must be real busy nowadays. In the 1800s, James Garfield was the first president to talk on the telephone when he spoke with Alexander Graham Bell, who was 13 miles away. Garfield said, please speak a little more slowly. Laugh out loud. That's the same thing I say today when I'm talking with tech support from other countries. And they say things have changed. It was so cold at Ulysses S. Grant's inauguration that the canaries he brought that were supposed to sing actually froze to death. I wonder if that's when the Audubon Society was formed. Don't know. I do know that if it happened today, there would be a congressional hearing. Maybe that's where the saying, birds of a feather stick together, came from. Not sure. Calvin Coolidge liked to have his head rubbed with petroleum jelly while eating his breakfast in bed. No comment. Jimmy Carter was the first known president to go on record as seeing a UFO. He apparently needed the Roswell, New Mexico vote in 1980, but it didn't help him much. And JFK was reportedly to have the most active extramarital activities of any president. He allegedly had affairs with Marilyn Monroe, Jane Mansfield, Audrey Hepburn, Angie Dickinson, Marlene Dietrich, White House staffers, secretaries, stewardesses, campaign workers, and others. I only have one question. I thought he had a bad back. And President Bush Sr. had a new word named in his honor, Bush Yusuru, which means to publicly vomit, when he upchucked on the Japanese prime minister. Wow, what an honor that must have been. And to the teachers, quote, yours is a sacred mission. In the words of Henry Adams, a teacher affects eternity. Each of you, as tiring and routine as your daily duties may sometimes seem, is a keeper of the American dream, the American future. By informing and exercising young minds, by transmitting learning and values, you are the vital link between all that is most precious in our national heritage and our children and grandchildren, who will someday take up the burdens of guiding the greatest, freest society on earth. Ronald Reagan, 1983. Best wishes. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.